Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Authorities in northern Iowa say a woman has been shot to death during the robbery of a bank in Kossuth County. Happened this morning in the town of Laverne. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation says the suspect in the robbery fled the scene and was later taken into custody. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has offered her budget proposals for the next year and says money is tight, and she's instructed state agencies to scale back spending. The Republican governor delivered her budget address in Pierre yesterday. Noem told lawmakers to brace for slower economic growth amid uncertainty over the 2020 election. A 20-year-old Iowa State University student has become the youngest woman elected to office in Iowa history. She won a seat to the Ames City Council. Rachel Junk defeated incumbent businessman Chris Nelson in a runoff election yesterday. Junk says it's an honor to make history in the state and to represent a younger generation on the council. Junk is the daughter of two school teachers in Ames, and she grew up in the city that is home to Iowa State. And a school teacher in Sioux City has been named one of the top five in the state. Luis Lemus is a dual language teacher at Irving Elementary and was a finalist for the 2020 Teacher of the Year. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds presented the Teacher of the Year award today to a history instructor from Cedar Rapids. George Anderson, a former Marine, was honored for his hands-on problem-solving approach. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.